Blog Talk Radio.
God, I need to find you. Father, where are you?
Won't you?
And where are you? God, we need you. We need you. We need you right now, God. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your fellowship with this, God. We thank you for your sovereign son that you have sent to become a living sacrifice on our behalf, Lord. But we just ask you right now to bless the ones who don't know you and pardon their sins, to have them open their spiritual eyes, God, to know that you are the real deal, God. You are the one and truly only almighty living God that knows how to deal with our situations when we don't know where to go. But we just know that we can come to you. But some of us are too afraid and too proud to ask for your help, because your word says that if we cast all our cares upon you, God, that you shall deal with us in a way that we have not been dealt before. And why? Because you love us that much, God, from day one, before the earth was created. You formed us in your mind before we were formed in our mother's womb. God, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, yeah, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Aaron D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now. I know it's been a minute. Man, look, my phone was stolen last 3 weeks, and it's a hard pill to swallow when you got to get things taken care of, but you can't do it without a phone. So I just thank and praise God for the new phone I got on behalf of my friend, and a new number. So I just thank him, praise him for that, because our phone is virtually almost impossible to get business taken care of. Amen. So I just thank God for his love and grace, and for me to be patient on the people who I'm dependent on right now for that. So we just thank and bless God for the opportunity he has given us to let things ride out. He will bless us in his own time. All right, today, this is part three of the series I'm doing about myself. It's called I'm an Adult, The Little Boy Is Gone. And I just thank and praise God that he's allowed me to do this series about myself, because we have to look at ourselves in a mirror, not just a regular mirror, but the spiritual mirror, which is our word, the Bible. And we just thank him, and we all thank him for what we've gone through, because we could have been elsewhere. You know, we could have been in other places that we not need to be in. But we just bless God for the fact that he's allowed us to go through hard times and allow us to depend on him, so we can respond according to his answers. And sometimes, y'all, the word no, I found out in my own life, means not yet. Because God, I can ask God for anything, and he may just tell me no at that moment, but he may say not yet. We got to be patient, because the stuff, I thank God for my not yet. I thank God for the adverse flat out no he's been telling me when I ask him for stuff, or ask him to bless me in a situation where I want to be blessed at. So we just thank God for everything, not just the yeses, but for the no's and not yet. Because sometimes, all the time, God's not yet is just preparing us when it comes to pass. So we just thank him for that. And I can't tell you how much I've been thankful to God for a whole lot of things that I asked God for. And he said himself that you're not ready for this. So, but yeah. But in part one, we dealt with dysfunction of my family. I talked about how my family used to was treating me, how they did some things that I didn't really agree with. But it wasn't all bad. But, you know, when you have a dysfunctional family and everybody and their mama on face of earth, somebody in the family is dysfunctional because they ain't no perfect family. Don't get it twisted. There's no perfect family nowhere. I don't care how much money you got, how many cars you got, how many houses you lived in, what schools you went to. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody in the family is jacked up. Bernard Mac once said, your family messed up too. So, but we're just thinking, praise God, for our families, although we don't agree what they say, and they may not agree with us. In part two, I did destruction of my childhood, how I grew up in a home where I did not see that much love from a married couple, and my stepfather was an evil, evil man, and I was the abused child of the oldest of two. I was the abused child because I wasn't his child biologically. But through God's grace, he has stopped the nonsense. He's allowed me to come out of that. He's removed the evil spirit from the household, and I've got to live my life. Being at 14 years old, I was very traumatized. I had to receive counseling. Because of that, I've seen some things that no child should see. So we're just thinking, praise God. And today we're going to talk about the damage to my adulthood. So we're just thinking, praise God, for this upcoming topic. But for now, we're just going to give him thanks in all things.
I've lost some joy, I've lost some time, now it feels like I will lose my mind. Journeyed long and lost my way, and now it feels like I've lost is all I say. Searching here and now, I will find a way to lift up my hands, and I will find a way to worship you, Lord. Though my heart is low, I'll find a way to give you praise. I will find a way to love you. So much down through the years, it seems that all I find lately is a face so full of tears. I search each dark and empty place, the peace I used to know. Somehow I have misplaced, searching here and over there for the things I've lost. I don't have them anymore, but I will find a way to lift up my hands. I will find a way. Though my heart is low, I'll
Amen, amen, amen. That was Fred Hammond. And I will find a way to worship God who has brought me through and through. I will find a way to worship him when he's brought me through unseen and seen dangers. I will find a way to love you, Lord. Amen. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Fred, for that wonderful song. I'm speaking about Fred Hammond. Fred Hammond's latest CD, Worship Journal, O-M to the G. That is a bad CD. That's a bad CD. I mean, it's off the chisel. Y'all need to go get it. It's called Worship Journal. It is off the chain. It's a live recording of his latest concert, I believe, but it is no, man, I can't put into words how bad that's a bad CD. Fred is, man, that's crazy. But yeah, I will find a way. Thank you, Fred, for that. Love it. Love it. Yes, we will. I mean, no matter what you go through, you got to find a way to give God his praise. Because, you know, everybody told me, God ought to bless us. And that's true. I do believe the God that we serve, he blesses his children. But we need to take time to bless God. Amen. Stop being so stingy and self-centered about you. It ain't about you. It's about him. And just, if I don't care what you're going through. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to some mess right now. I'm having trouble with my finances. I'm trying to get me a newer used car. But everybody telling me I can't get one without either down payment or a co-signer. I said, look, I'm going to be upfront with y'all. I can't do neither one of them. I can't get a co-signer. I can't pay off some money for a down payment. But, you know, whatever these people are telling me, God has the final say. So God can work miracles through a whole bunch of situations. God can get inside the computer system and turn things around. And, man, I'm just bleeding. I just got an email 5 minutes or 2 minutes ago about that. I told him about my situation, and leadership people said, but we can't help you in that. Well, and I wrote him back. I said, I just refuse to believe that there's no car dealership in the world or United States that says they can't help me. I just don't believe that. There's somebody out there who's willing to do and work with me what I can do. Because I want a Kia Sorento, but, you know, with that type of vehicle, I might put some money down. But like I said before, God may find a way to say, hey, look, this is my child. You're going to get him a Sorento because I said so. But if not, it's all good. So I'm like, okay, well, how about a Kia Optima? They're very nice cars. And I had got one email from a lady yesterday that said she can work with me on that. And we're going to see what happens. We'll see what God says. You know what I'm saying? I ain't basing my faith on nobody. I'm not basing my faith on nobody on planet Earth because they fail every time. Mankind will fail us every time. So I just thank God early, right now, in advance for wherever he wants me to drive. And there's no issue in giving God the praise in what you want. The word says God just gives us the desires of our hearts. And my desire in my heart is a Kia Sorento. Amen? Because I love those cars. It's some beautiful cars. They're very nice. Not loving like I love it, but, you know, they're nice cars. So, but I just thank and praise God for what he's about to do in this situation. Amen. If not a Kia Sorento, I thank God for the Kia Optima. Those two cars, a Kia Optima or a Kia Sorento. So I thank and praise God right now for what he's about to do in my life concerning my situation. Amen. But today we're going to talk about the destruction of my adulthood. Damage to my adulthood. Amen. Thank you. Damage to my adulthood. So, from the time I was in my mid-20s up to my late 30s, I was the kind of person who did a lot of damage to myself and allowed people to do damage within me. From dating to finding jobs to going to school, there were some issues in those areas. And I think and praise God for that because had he had not been there for me, I would have been gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. When I was so much in turmoil about trying to find the right mate, trying to find the right job, trying to find the right school, and I think and praise God for all the heartache that he has allowed me to go through. Because when God gives you a heart, when people give you a heartbreak, God himself will give you a breakthrough. Amen. So me being the person that I used to be, I found myself in a position where I could not help myself. I was diagnosed with mild depression in my late 30s, or actually my middle 30s. And I wanted to kill myself because I was so much in desperate issues. I wanted to take my own life twice because I felt that life had dealt me a bad hand. Life had rolled the dice and I crapped out. Because there were some things in my life that I did not see that were not beneficial to me as a child of God. I didn't get saved until I was 32 years old. But had I had committed suicide before I got saved, I would be burning hell right now if I had died. Because some people commit suicide or try to commit suicide, and they find themselves still living, which is called attempted suicide. But for me, having a butcher knife in my wrist or to slice it open and not call 911, because I was by myself at that time, I would have bled to death. And God spoke to my spirit and said, child of mine, that you are in this world for a reason, because I put you here. Because I am the only one who can give you a path. When you cannot see straight, I'll lead the way. I will guide you in what you're going through. And no, you don't have what you desire now, but the most important you have is me. And when the word of God speaks to your spirit and tells you it's going to be all right, believe him. I heard somebody say this other day that when you go through life, you're going through it by yourself. And that's untrue. Because the word of God says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And for God to be that kind of God to me in my life, I felt that the family that I have come to know and love throughout since birth has dealt me a bad hand. I thought I had friends who I thought were my real and true friends ended up leaving me high and dry. Schools were not treating me as what I thought they should. My grades were failing. Jobs were hard to come by, even though I find a good job and end up losing that job for whatever reason. And I told God, stop the world, God. I want to get off. Because obviously, you are not the type of God I'm serving. I think you are a God that just wants to see me suffer. And all suffering is not bad, y'all. All suffering is not bad. Some suffering, I believe, is good for the soul. Because Jesus himself, he suffered for us on our behalf when he died on the cross. Now, if that ain't suffering, I don't know what is. So God gave me the spirit and to give me the strength to do what I had been called to do, to live. We had to live in God, live in Christ, and not just for ourselves. Live, I like to take that word live, four-letter word, the L word, break it down. If you don't, I mean, I have four words that God gave me right now from the word live. First we gotta do is love. We have to love first God to love ourselves. Because you cannot love yourself if you don't love Jehovah Jireh. You can't love anybody else. You can't love your wife. You can't love your husband, your family, your sons, your daughters, whatever. You can't love nobody if you don't love God first. Because God is love. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on our behalf. What you're going through right now, as you hear my voice live or in the archives, just know one thing, that you are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. I don't care who left you high and dry. I don't care if your mother and father forsakes you. God says that he would not be apart from you. He is closer than the air we breathe. He is closer than the fingertip on our fingers, even closer than that. But God said, and God cannot lie. God is a God that he cannot lie. I'm so sick and tired of these preachers who teach this nonsense and everybody else who says, God has never failed me yet. Take the word yet out. God has never failed me. Because if we put the word yet in there, ladies and gentlemen, the word yet means I'm expecting him to fail. I haven't got my car yet, but I'm expecting my car to be on the way. I haven't gotten my house yet, but I'm expecting my house is on the way. I haven't gotten the clothes I wanted off the tailor line yet, but I'm expecting to be measured. It's on the way. So when we say God has not failed us yet, then we are expecting God to fail. So if we serve a God that cannot fail, then we serve a God who can love us unconditionally. The second word I want to break out is I invest. Not into my money investment or stocks and bonds. No, to invest your time in the Word of God. Because the Bible that he wrote for us, it's a love letter from God. And I just believe that the words that he spoke for on our behalf in Genesis to Revelations is for our good. So you have to love. You have to invest. And when we invest in our time, our talent. We invest in doing godly deeds for his children. It ain't just about money, y'all. I remember, the Bible said you got to tithe your 10%. Well, that's true. But you don't have a dime in your pocket. Go volunteer somewhere. Invest in yourself to be a blessing to somebody else who is less fortunate than you are. So when God says we have to love him and we have to invest in him, God is saying you have to venture out into the deep. When Jesus was walking on water, he told Peter, Peter told Jesus, if it is you, bid me to come out. Now, we all know a story about Peter walking on the water because Peter was involved with the rest of his homeboys. Man, you better not go out there. Peter, man, you don't see the storm? Man, Peter, come on now, bro. Peter, man, no, man. Peter, don't go. No, what you doing, Peter? Wait, where are you going? Peter said, that's Jesus. And I just told him, if it is you, bid me to come out on this water. Jesus said, come on, let's do this thing. And Peter got up on the water and started walking. Go ahead, Peter, your bad self. But the one thing I saw Peter, not just him, I saw a lot of us, including myself. We start looking at the outside. Peter look at the winds and the waves and the sea around him threshing around in a violent manner, and he got scared. Yeah, I said it. Not scared, but scared. And he lost focus on what was ahead of him. And Peter said, Lord, save me. And Jesus asked him, why did you doubt? Don't blame Peter. Look at yourself. Why do you doubt? Do you not have faith enough to do what God called you to do? Do you not have enough faith to go out and venture out into the deep? Because if you know, Peter was a fisherman. Peter, occupation, was a fisherman. He didn't have no pole you and I have every now and then, go get a pole and some string and a worm, call it a day. No, Peter had a networking thing going on. Peter had nets. He had boats. Plural. He had people. Peter was big ball shot caller, number one stunner. Peter had an occupation, a career in fishing. And Peter told Jesus, you don't want me. No, I'm a man with unclean lips. You do not want me. But Jesus said, come on, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. You catch them, I'll clean them. And when God tells us to do a job, do a task, we're scared. Look, God, I don't know about this. I don't know if I should do, Lord, I don't know about this. They already talking to me already crazy. I'm about to bust my head with a tube. Lord, I don't like them folks. They stink. No, God, no, I'm not doing this. I done got turned down for credit 15 million times by the same company. I don't want to go ahead for six. No. I'm not going for an interview again. They told me last time I was in there, they told me I didn't have no qualifications. I'm not going out there to fool myself. Are you crazy? No. God said, trust me. Trust me. You say you love me. Trust me. You say you are invested in me, trust me. You say you are, you want to go out and do things that I told you to do. I'm telling you, venture out. Trust me. We got to love. We got to invest. We got to venture. Last, we got to expect the unexpected. Whew! Jesus said, expect what I have got for you in the future. Because a lot of things we have now, we weren't ready for years ago. We weren't ready for that. We weren't ready for that house. We weren't ready for that car that we drive. We weren't ready for that mate. Lord, no, they crazy. No. We weren't ready. God said, no, I know this. But I'll get you ready. Expect blessings from me. The Bible says that he will pour out a blessing that we can have no room to receive. That's a lot of blessings, y'all. A lot. When God puts out so many blessings, it ain't just for you. It ain't just for me. Because our cups were run over. And God is saying, whatever I give you, share the wealth. Don't be greedy. Spread it around. Let's say grandparents gave us money. They all said that one phrase, I'll never forget it. My parents said told me the same thing. Don't spend it all in one place. Don't spend that to not spot in one place. We go about whole game, can't even that to not spot. Amen. I need some more money, Grandpa, Grandma. Grandpa, I'm like, what did you do the chance I gave you yesterday? No, a half hour ago. I don't know. It's just gone. But you got to love God. You got to invest in God. You got to venture out to God. But you got to expect God. We need to quit putting God in our. And the damage that I have done to myself and other people, thank God that I had to live, he gave me life again. Because without him, I don't know where I'd probably be still alive, but I'd probably be in prison on life, death row, strung out on the streets, begging for food, begging for money. But God said, no, I got better things for you to do, my child. You may not like where you are now, but I got you. I didn't like where I was years ago. I really didn't. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I didn't like where I was years ago. I hated it. I said, this ain't working for me. Because I knew God did things that were beyond my control, beyond my imagination. He did things. He has blessed me in ways he has ever blessed me before. Oh, and check this out. When God tells us no, that's a blessing. We get mad at God too much. We don't like God. God told me no. Grow up. You ain't ready for what you asking for God for. I'd rather hear a no from God than a yes from man. Jesus, thank you. Where'd that come from? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. I'd rather hear a no from Jesus than a yes from man. That was deep. I like that. I'd rather hear Jesus tell me no for whatever reason, then have man lie to me and tell me yes. I throw my hands up for that one. So thank you. Find a way. Thank you, Lord. I will find a way to bless God when you tell me no. Even when that no is right now, that no could be a yes down the road. I just think and praise God for this. For this opportunity to speak before you today and just tell you how God has actually blessed me, not with just things, but with my life. I can see, I can smell, I can taste, I can hear, I can talk. I have the activity of my limbs. I can walk on my own, crawl on my own, run on my own, without any help from nothing. All because God said so. And although I was damaged in my adulthood, destruction to my childhood, dysfunction of my family, God has allowed me to be productive. I couldn't find out a D word, so I'm going to use the word productive. And I just thank him for everything that he's allowed me to go through. I mean, I liked it at all, but God said, I got you. Just like I had Peter. And just like Peter, I lost faith in God. Because I seen the things around me that I did not like. This is too much for me, God. I don't like this. And my only thought was my focus was on the things of the world and not Christ. And then I began to sink. Don't you go out there and sink to the world's perspective. I just believe in my heart that you will succeed in life, not just with money or cars or house or whatever, but you succeed in God. Because the word of God says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall come after. Which means whatever you want in this lifetime, just know that God will be and has to be sought first. Because without him, ain't nothing possible. Without him, you and I can do nothing. So before you seek that next venture you want to do in this life, please seek the Almighty Father first. God bless you.
I'm a better boy. we go to a brand new heaven.